When a farmer from North Carolina drove his tractor into a pond near the National Mall last week and threatened to set off a bomb, buildings in the area were evacuated and commuter traffic around downtown Washington was snarled for 2 days. Area residents already nervous about the threat of terrorist activity in the wake of war in Iraq wondered what they would do in the event of a real evacuation and what their local governments were doing to prepare for such an event. Representatives of a Washington-based firm that specializes in emergency planning addressed some of those issues before a somber audience on the eve of the U.S. entry into war with Saddam Hussein. There were questions about everything, from evacuation planning to the effectiveness of gas masks, to dealing with children and what to do with pets. Emergency planner Hurok Gregorian acknowledged that the events of September 11, 2001 profoundly altered the way most Americans live their lives. But he told the audience it is important to keep the threat of terrorism in its proper perspective.
So if you look at these things statistically, the average person is far less likely to be killed or harmed by a terrorist than certainly by smoking, car accidents, and a host of other things that we do daily. But it's not out of the question. Expect the best, but prepare for the worst. And that's all we're saying here. If you plan ahead, the likelihood that you will be overwhelmed by these events is lower than if you sit back and wait for these things to happen to you.
Mr. Gregorian, representing his firm, Hammer & Gregorian, said he believes the government's recommendation last month to buy duct tape and plastic sheeting in the event of a biological attack did more to frighten people than inform. Instead, in his emergency preparedness program, he stressed such issues as the importance of having a communication plan. That is, keeping a list of friends' or relatives' phone numbers and other important contacts ready. Tips about evacuation, numbers to call about evacuation routes, and determining when it might be more useful to stay in one place. The kinds of food and supplies to pack for a short-term period. And the effectiveness of such calming skills as deep breathing and meditation. Mr. Gregorian's partner, Mitchell Hammer, told the crowd that thinking ahead and being prepared is their best defense.
The do-nothing approach is based on a sense of helplessness, maybe a sense of uncertainty. After all, you can't predict what will happen. You can't predict the extent of what will happen. Therefore, why do anything? Well, the answer to that is that preparation, mindful action, has a greater probability should terrorist attack occur or should an emergency occur than if you do nothing. Mindful action doesn't mean hypervigilance. Hypervigilance is an unrealistically heightened sense of impending doom that results in overreaction. And we see overreaction occurring in a lot of situations.
American University's emergency preparedness program attracted a crowd of about 200, a diverse mix of students, people from the neighborhood, and emergency professionals who wanted to learn more, such as John Ruthroth, a volunteer fireman from Tacoma Park, Maryland.
The frustration I have is that there's so little general information for the public. A very good idea, which we have not done, I think that I did learn tonight, was organizing at a community level some plans. We do have a block where we could organize things, and that's a new idea.
Laura, a student from Japan majoring in peace and corporate resolution, says she is interested in crisis management.
I was concerned about maybe how to take care of children after something happened, and it was really useful for me.
Have you done anything to prepare in the event of some kind of crisis?
Well, I only prepare buying some waters and extra foods, but I haven't had any gas mask or anything like that yet. I was hoping the peaceful solution till last minute.
Crisis management expert Hurok Gregorian said he was encouraged by the audience turnout and response to the forum.
Tonight was excellent, and we frankly plan to do this a few more times in other municipalities in order to spread the word and also just just to provide people with resources so they'll know what to do for themselves.
Do you think this interest is limited to places like Washington and New York, or are people in smaller towns feeling the same urgency?
I think people in towns are feeling the same urgency, and to boot, they're feeling somewhat isolated. So it's extremely important to get out to them as well. They think everything's concentrating on the big cities and a big infrastructure project, and they wonder about themselves. So I think there is a great deal of interest and fear in rural areas that need to be addressed.
So your feeling is not that most people are in denial over all of this?
I think people are naturally in denial given the nature of this society and what we have experienced historically. And I think that's going to be a hard thing to overcome. But I do think people are immensely resourceful and creative as well, so they will find ways to deal with some of these problems. I'm mostly concerned about group reaction and panic and a few other things that I've seen happen and how to avoid that.
Yes, I noticed you made no mention of duct tape or plastic sheets tonight.
Right. I think that if that is something that's comforting to people, they should do it. I personally would prefer a wet towel on the attic floor of my house because most of these things blow away in a fairly quick order, so that those types of plans for me personally are not terribly reassuring.
Hurok Gregorian's crisis management company, Hammer and Gregorian, trains professionals to deal with a wide variety of emergencies, from hostage taking to attempted suicides. The firm's main focus today is on preventing and surviving terrorism.